Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Miracles Now. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Some miracles are not signs for everybody else. They might be a sign to the individual, but the Lord doesn't intend that all miracles be broadcast. You remember Him telling people they would experience some amazing things, and He'd tell them, don't tell anybody about this. Remember Him saying that? He'd say, don't go back to the town and don't tell it to anybody in the town. They didn't always listen to Him. They should have. So I've heard people try to say, well, He knew they couldn't keep from telling. It's just kind of a form of reverse psychology. Was not. He meant for them to do what He told them to do. And you can see that it said, immediately after that, it says He couldn't even go out among the people anymore. It hindered Him. There were reasons why He told them to do that. But then there are other things that are signs. God means to jar the community with it. He means to. And He hasn't changed. I'd like to see some community jarring things. Not just here, but all over, wherever the Lord would move and do things. But community, city, town, county, state, country, jarring things. Where the people had to come check it out and go, what happened here? What? And nobody can explain it. And whether they'll listen or not, we can tell them. God signed it. It was Him and He signed it. So what does it mean? It means it's Him. He said, it's me. I'm real. I'm here. What are you going to do with it? Go with me to the book of Acts, please. Jesus is our example in everything. There is no greater example. Don't take any man or woman and make them your ultimate example and say, well, I want to be just like them. I want to be just like brother so-and-so or this one or that one or, you know, family members. Who it doesn't make any difference. Don't take any man and set them up to be your ultimate example. You're shooting too low. If there's something about them you like and want to be like, it's because to some degree they're like the Master. So go ahead and lift up your eyes on to Him, the example, to be like Him, to live like Him. Is it possible to have a prayer life like Jesus had? Yes. To commune with the Father like He did? Is that possible? Yes. Is it possible to believe and have faith and exercise faith like Jesus? Yes. Is it true or not?
Yes.
Didn't He say, if you believe on Me, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do? Not that you're greater than the Master, but because He was going on to the Father. If He would have stayed and continued, things would have just kept getting greater and greater and greater. But He wasn't just doing it for that purpose only. He did that as an example, and then He's come down here to be our substitute, our sacrifice. Yes. So He did that. He showed us how to do it. And then He did that. Now He wants us to pick up and do what He did. And for it to just keep growing. And getting greater. So is it possible for us to have faith and walk in faith in the earth like He did? Most Christians don't believe it, but it is. To commune with the Father. To pray and commune with Him and hear from Him like Jesus did when He walked the earth. It's possible. And if that's possible, then it's possible to have the same kind of things happen. Amazing miracles. And things happen. In fact, after Jesus is raised from the dead, we see amazing things happen by the disciples and apostles' hands. And the Bible said the unbelievers looked at them and saw it and took note that they had been with Jesus. They thought. They didn't, you know, they were trying to speak against it. But they said, I tell you what happened. They'd been with Jesus. Why? Because they were doing what He was doing. They just continued what He had been doing. and the church is not dead. I said, the church is not dead. It's continuing on today. You're the church. I'm the church. We're the church. People like us all over the planet. And we shouldn't be a dead mental bunch. There should be more to our life than niceties and scripture notes. There should be some power, power, power. There should be some miracles. There should be some signs and some wonders. There should be some manifestations of things you cannot explain. Things that are marked, pronounced. You can't miss it. There it is. What are you going to do with it? Did I give you a scripture? Yeah, I did. Acts 2. Acts 2 and 22. He said, "You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you." How did God approve him? By miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. He said, everybody around here knows the amazing things that happened through his life and ministry. And he's telling them, do you not understand that was God approving him? God was signing what he was preaching. God was stamping him and saying, this is him. This is the one I sent. This is what I said. How did he do it? Healings, deliverances, water turned to wine, dead raised. Do you believe these things really happened, actually happened? Are we just to look longingly on this and marvel at it? And is that why God gave it to us? To just look at it and go, ooh, that was amazing, wasn't it? Wouldn't it have been exciting if you could have been back there and seen some of those things? Why would he do that? Just give it to us to marvel at only? No. The book of Acts is not just a history book. It's a pattern. I said it's a pattern. It's a revelation of how the church is supposed to think and what the church is supposed to do. How Christians, how believers are supposed to live. Is it possible we can pray more? We can get our thinking straightened up. Our faith can get stronger. We can get our minds right and our spirits right. Is it possible we can come in even to this place? One mind, one accord, focused, full of faith, believing. We've seen some things. We know God's a God of miracles. We should not be even debating about that. We hear testimonies every week. People God has healed and delivered and done miraculous things. We know it's real. Do we know there's more? Do we know there's a lot more? A whole lot more than where we've been wading around ankle deep. Is there knee deep and more? Thank you, Lord. I'm not talking about seeking the spectacular. I don't have time to get into it all tonight, but we're not supposed to just seek after signs. There's scripture that deals with that. And we're not supposed to require a sign before we're going to believe. That's evil, the Bible said. We'll touch on that as time permits in the future, but I'm talking about being open to what God can do and what He will do, would do, with people that would yield to Him and cooperate. I'm talking about coveting earnestly the best gifts, hungering and thirsting after the precious and right and good things of God. Believing that God is exactly who He said He is in this book. He's every amazing thing you ever conceived of and far, far, far beyond. And thinking about it and talking about it and thinking about it and talking about it, till our being becomes transformed by the renewing of our minds. Amen. And we no longer think it a thing impossible for God to show up and put some new kidneys in.
Amen.
Or instantly mend a bone. And not just limit Him to healing miracles. What else would you do, Lord? Help us to be open and to yield.
Amen.
Said out loud, Lord, I believe You can do anything.
Lord, I believe You can do anything.
Nothing's too hard for You.
Nothing at all.
With You,
there's no such thing.
As it can't be done.
I believe.
You are the great God. Created the heavens and the earth. Everything in them. You made me.
You
are the giver of life.
Able to resurrect
from death.
You
are the one who has overcome death, hell, the grave. With You, nothing's impossible. Thank You, Lord. Nothing's impossible. Nothing's impossible. With You, nothing's impossible. Nothing's impossible. Nothing, nothing relationship-wise is impossible. Nothing emotionally is impossible. Huh? No, there's no such thing in being in such bad shape, mentally and emotionally, that God can't fix you and make you sound of mind and peace in your mind. No such thing as being too far gone physically. No such thing as being too far gone financially. God does financial miracles. Financial miracles. Miracles. Why should it be a thing thought hard for God to do? These things must seem so paltry, so small from His perspective. How must it strike Him if somebody asks Him in all earnesty, God, can You help me pay my electric bill? You got to figure out where He's looking from. He sees the vastness of space. He sees all the stars and the solar systems and all the human beings that He's keeping their heart beating. And you want to know, can He pay your electric bill? I'm glad He... He's not quick to get indignant with ignorant babies. He just looks with, maybe he shakes his head once in a while and goes, wow. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Miracles Now, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Friday, May 3rd, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks to God who gives me